The iPhone SE is for people who don't like new iPhones, by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. Introducing the new iPhone SE, an iPhone for people who hate new iPhones. At $399, it's priced right for a pandemic. So, I'm no Apple ad copywriter, but the iPhone SE is a great phone. It just isn't for those of us who upgrade phones every year or two. It's for people like reader Carol Morton with a cracked 4-year-old iPhone 6S, or Daniel Ford, whose iPhone 4 still works but doesn't download the latest apps anymore. Or Chirine Trombley, owner of an iPhone SE from 2016. It's even for Paul Fenton, whose children want him to get rid of his jitterbug flip phone. Calling the iPhone SE new is like calling last week's meatloaf new after applying some fresh ketchup. Take the iPhone 8 body. Mix in the iPhone XR's camera with the iPhone 11 processor and poof! It's an iPhone SE. But that's exactly what makes the iPhone so appealing to those who like their older models and don't want to mortgage their home for a phone the size of Nebraska. Unlike the starting at $699 iPhone 11 models, the SE is the only iPhone with the once-beloved home button and a 4.7-inch screen. Yet, it has the performance and some of the camera tricks of higher-end phones. To test the SE over the past week, I went deep into my museum of ancient iPhones, and deep into my email inbox to focus on the hundreds of questions owners of older iPhones have written to me with since my iPhone 11 review last year. No matter which phone you're coming from, you'll find the SE to be one of Apple's best values in years, especially as we all try to tighten our belts in the coronavirus world. It's even nice for talking to people. Just one problem. When we finally stop sheltering in place, we're going to want better battery life. Design. In a game of iPhone solitaire, shuffle an iPhone 6, 7, 8, and new SE and line them up, face up. Try to guess which model without flipping it over. From the widescreen frame to the rounded edges, the SE looks exactly like those older models. The glass back, which it shares with the iPhone 8 it replaces, really should be covered in a case. It slipped off my desk onto the wooden floor and got nicked. Some seem deeply angered about the size of the new SE. Indeed, the new iPhone SE feels huge after holding the original iPhone SE. But hold the new SE after holding the 6.1-inch iPhone 11, and it feels teeny tiny. It's all relative. The Touch ID fingerprint sensor is in its usual spot inside the home button. However, if you're coming from an original iPhone SE, iPhone 6S, or earlier, you'll note the button no longer presses down. Instead, you feel a little bump of feedback when you press it. The nicest thing about Touch ID? Unlike Face ID on the new iPhones, it works when you have a mask on. Very handy for using Apple Pay at the drugstore. If you're coming from an iPhone 6S or older, good news! Your new phone is water-resistant enough to survive a fall into the toilet. Bad news? Your new phone doesn't have a headphone jack. However, it comes with earbuds that plug directly into the Lightning charging port. You can buy adapters or even AirPods. Performance and camera. There are a few things I missed about my iPhone 11 during my week of testing. Performance wasn't among them. Powered by the same A13 Bionic processor, the SE was as snappy to launch apps and handle games. Scrolling through long documents was very smooth. An up-to-date processor means iOS updates for the foreseeable future. Last year, Apple cut off the iPhone 6 from updates. The iPhone 6S and original SE are likely next on the chopping block. Updates don't only mean new features, but important security and privacy fixes. The processor unlocks some photography tricks, including the great portrait mode, which blurs the background behind a subject for a classier shot. When I compared portrait shots taken with the $999 iPhone 11 Pro to those from the iPhone SE, I was hard-pressed to figure out which ones looked better. But I'd have a hard time giving up my iPhone 11 because of award-winning photos of my dog. The SE's portrait mode only recognizes human faces. I missed my 11's night mode and its wide-angle lens when attempting to capture my son with his kite in the air. Tricks aside, you need to study photos side by side to spot the differences in photo quality, at least in decent outdoor lighting. If you're coming from an iPhone 6 or 6S, or the original iPhone SE, I could see a few improvements in the new SE. Lighting on faces is smoother and less shiny. Low-light photos are better in shots of moving objects, like children or dogs, are less blurry. Battery life. If you're coming from an old iPhone with an aged battery, you'll find the SE's new battery to be a big improvement. No more sudden drops from 20% to 1%. No more living in low-power mode. But this isn't an iPhone that meets my 2020 battery life standards. After days of moderate use, email, texting, a few phone calls too, much Twitter, I landed in 15% territory by 6 p.m. My iPhone 11 doesn't hit that until past 11 p.m. In my battery rundown tests, the higher-end iPhones completely decimated the SE. The iPhone SE streamed video on YouTube for 8 hours. The iPhone 11 and 11 Pro went for around 13 hours. Of course, those have larger or thicker bodies with room for bigger batteries. On the plus side, the iPhone SE supports wireless charging, so you could keep the phone on a charger like this $30 Anker PowerWave charger stand while you're working at your desk. It also supports fast charging via lightning cable, though you'll need to buy a higher wattage wall adapter for that or borrow your iPad's charging brick if you have one. The SE still comes with Apple's slow, dinky 5-watt charger. If long battery life is at the top of your must-have list, but you don't want to spend $1,000, the $599 iPhone XR and the $699 iPhone 11 last a solid day. The SE makes you wonder what good reason there is to pay $1,000 or even $699 for an iPhone at all. In the next big iPhone release, Apple will try to sell frequent upgrades on 5G connectivity, according to reports, but 5G won't be mainstream for a long time. Yep, time is on your side, SE buyers. When the next SE turns up in about 4 years, we'll hopefully be able to leave the house and those 5G networks might finally be as reliable as 4G. Just prepare to bid a final farewell to your beloved home button.